Do you ever wonder what's happening behind the scenes of the multi-trillion dollar fashion industry? In the new podcast, Fashion People, Puck correspondent and 20-year fashion veteran Lauren Sherman and a rotating cast of industry insiders discuss what fashion people are really talking about behind the scenes of the star-studded business, from creative director switcheroos to M&A drama, DTC downfalls, and Met Gala mishaps. Fashion People, a presentation of Odyssey in partnership with Puck, is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I am ready when you are.
I am ready. I think I've got all my
well, there we go.
Open. Sick. We are ready. I guess
Jason
we're doing it.
Just kind of does it. Hey, everybody, I'm Kai Rosdahl. Welcome back to Making Me Smart, where we make today make sense.
And I'm Kimberly Adams. Thank you for joining us on this Thursday, which is our News Fix and Make Me Smile Day. Short and sweet. Let's get to it. Kai, why don't you go first?
All right. So mine is, it's not esoteric. It's just very interesting. I thought it was a little bit of live by the sword, die by the sword. We all know the challenges that Kanye West, now known as Ye, right? Ye, not Ye, Ye.
We don't speak of him.
Oh, okay. In that case, I'll just go with my pronunciation. We all know the challenges that he has had with his behavior, his public comments of horrible nature, shall we just say. Anyway, So Adidas had been in business with him for years, had a whole line of shoes called Yeezy. It was a ginormous investment for them. They came out today and said they might write off all of the Yeezy stock that they have to say. That is to say, all the shoes, all the branded wear, all everything, resulting in, and this is a quote from MarketWatch, a potential operating loss of $749.9 million. So Kanye West gets really toxic, and a company, a big giant company that had been in business with him, suffers a $750 million loss. It's just amazing. It's wild. Wild, wild, wild. Yeah.
This has all been so fascinating because, you know, he's been making problematic comments for quite some time.
Yeah.
And it's always fascinating what tips the scales, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say some of us left him behind a long time ago.
Fair enough. Fair enough. And,
yes.
and you were smarter than everybody else out there for sure.
All right. Well, mine is about something else we're apparently leaving behind. I went to my tweet deck today and it didn't work.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And I sort of heard on the edges of conversation that Musk had decided to basically kill the API for Twitter. So let me back up a little bit for people who are maybe not that technical. So among the many adventures that Musk is trying to do to get Twitter to make money is he wants to charge for the API. And API on any kind of website is basically a back-end software that lets other programs and other websites get into Twitter systems and access Twitter stuff and access your things. So if you've ever seen something where it's like log in with your Twitter account, that uses Twitter API.
Right.
Or if you use something like Tweet Deleter, which goes back and automatically deletes old tweets, not that I would know anything about that, that uses API. or in my case, TweetDeck, which lets you have all those nice little columns and follow different accounts and have your lists all in one place, uses an API. So Musk announced with very short notice that he was going to basically no longer allow developers to use the Twitter API for free. And it certainly has happened. And there have been reports that he's going to charge $100 a month, but we haven't seen too many details about that. And so Engadget has this nice story about what you should have done before this change happened, had you been paying attention better than me, like changing your logins for sites that you use Twitter to log in, because now, how are you going to log in? Or, you know, if you, one of the things and what's maybe behind this move, when you set up your Mastodon account, if you're trying to sort of see who among your following and followers is already on Mastodon, there are apps you can use or websites you can go to. that will use Twitter's API and log into your Twitter account, skim all of your followers to see who's got a Mastodon handle in their Twitter bio and automatically follow those people for you, which is how I followed a bunch of people on Mastodon when I finally got my stuff together. Now, those probably aren't going to work. So it's been interesting and it will be fascinating because now that this has happened, there are a lot of companies that are going to have to decide if they want to pay to keep using Twitter and pay into Musk's thing. Because so much of Twitter has been free, except for, you know, your advertising eyeballs. But, you know, like if you have to pay to do your like automatic tweets, right? Because right now, companies were using things that relied on Twitter's API to sort of schedule tweets and post automatic tweets because Twitter's website isn't exactly great for that. So now, are you going to pay for that service? Are you going to pay more for that service?
I don't think so.
It'll be interesting.
I don't think people are going to pay for it. That's just me. That's just me.
We will see.
We will see.
Do you use TweetDeck or anything like that?
I used TweetBot until they shut down the API for all those third-party people so that they could force us onto the app and sell advertising against us, all that stuff. And honestly, since he's done that, I just use the service way, way less. And look, I'm not a power user. Yes, I've got a big following because whatever. But my engagement and my use is just way down. Way, way down.
Same.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much just like tweeting about my stories or my colleagues' stories or responding to people who DM me, but you know, I'm not using it that much anymore. Except for going through my DMs to delete all the many, 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 many more crypto scams I'm getting in my messages, which is wild.
It's probably healthier to use that thing less. Anyway, Jay, do it. Jay wasn't waiting. He was doing it all by himself.
Like, I got stuff to do, places to go, people see.
All right. So there is an article in the Wall Street Journal today that on the face of it is charming and a nice story about an old guy who's been doing a job for a very long time. But really, if you read it, it's about service and commitment and professionalism and dedication to a craft. It's a story about the chief electrician for Phantom of the Opera, which closes this year after a stupendously long run. It's going to go 13,981 runs. It's like 35 years. And the guy who is the chief electrician for that show, his name is Alan Lempel, or Lempel. If you're listening to this, sir, I apologize for mispronouncing your name. So of the almost 14,000 performances this show will have done, this guy has been there for 13,000 of them. He's been in the, quoting now from the piece, he's done the same job in the same place for the same production from the very beginning of its existence. And it goes through how he does his job, but also why he stays there, how he thinks about it. It's really, really interesting. It's a nice story about a guy doing a job, but it's really about more than that. And I highly recommend it. We'll put it on the show page.
You know, in our era of job hopping and like this kind of stuff is amazing. Yep. So is he going to retire when the show retires?
He and his wife are planning a cruise.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot your yes. I forgot Kimberly Adams and cruises. Yes. Yes. One imagines it will be a different experience than yours, but who knows?
I hope they have a great time. I really do.
I
deserve a nice time.
Totally forgot.
And I really hope nothing bad happens.
I totally forgot. Oh, my Lord.
Okay.
You go.
Well, mine is just puppies. Just puppies. So Discovery Channel has posted online the lineup for Puppy Bowl 2023. Mm-hmm. Puppy Bowl 49. Yes. I'm trying to read Roman numerals here. For the Super Bowl. And it tells you how much I pay attention to the Super Bowl.
That's fair.
But anyway, they have posted the lineup for the Puppy Bowl. There are indeed many, many cute puppies. I'm clicking through right now, and I'm just loving them all. And just they're all very good boys and girls. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
They're cute puppies.
Puppies.
And I'll be watching Rihanna's halftime show and the Puppy Bowl. That'll be my activities.
Not a bad Sunday afternoon.
Indeed.
All right, we're out of here on a, what is today, Thursday afternoon. Tomorrow, back with an Economics on Tap, 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific. There will be some drinks, some news. We'll play around of half full, half empty. All y'all know the drill.
Yes, and as always, we love hearing from you, even if it's not via the API on Twitter. You can send us your thoughts, questions, or suggestions. We're at 508-UB-SMART and also at makemesmart@marketplace.org.
Make Me Smart is produced by Courtney Bergseeker. Today's episode was engineered by Jay Siebold on the other side of the glass. Our intern is Antonio Barreras.
Ellen Rolfes writes our newsletter. Marissa Cabrera is our acting senior producer. Bridget Bodner is the director of podcasts. And Francesca Levy is the executive director of digital. Oh my gosh, I forgot to do the Kitty halftime show that's going to come up as well.
There's a Kitty halftime show?
There was last year.
That's just not as cute. I'm sorry. Look, I grew up a cat person. I'm a dog person now. I grew up a cat person. But a kitty show is not as cute as a doggy show. I'm sorry. It's not. All y'all, if we leave this in and it goes out on the podcast, I want you all to write me. You dog person or cat person, which are better, kitty bowls or puppy bowls?
Strong communication skills are critical for success in business and in life. Hi, I'm Matt Abrahams, and I host Stanford Graduate School of Business's Think Fast, Talk Smart, the podcast. Each week, I sit down with experts to discuss the best tips to help you with your communication skills, from conflict management to mastering small talk to tackling communication anxiety. Join us and start to develop and hone your communication skills. Listen every Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.